We want to thank our altar servers, especially the newbies who are here helping us out and the veterans who are training them. We're very grateful. And I'm a liar to them. You've made me a liar because I told them, come on a weekday because there's only like 10 or 12 people. Not a big deal. And then you guys like kind of fill this whole two sections. So thank you all for making me a liar. We appreciate you all being here. But we do encourage them in their gradual learning of the ministry of the altar. It's kind of a beautiful gift. The readings, the Liturgy of the Word, kind of continuing from yesterday, our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount, just beginning with this concept of He's not throwing out the Old Testament. Yesterday He said, I have not come to abolish the Torah and the prophets. I've come to fulfill them. And we're trying to understand what He means by that. So He starts to go into it a little bit today. And we'll just touch on these first couple of examples. Like He's emphasizing, it's not about the external fulfillment of the Torah. Like the Torah, the Ten Commandments, that part of the Exodus story says, thou shalt not kill. That's what you've heard it said. But I say to you, two things real quick. First of all, who the heck does he think he is to be interpreting God's word unless he understands that he is God? Because only God can mess with God's word. So right away you see our Lord aware of who he is. You see the Gospels, the way they were written, already proclaiming to us that Jesus is Lord and nothing less. But then also, this is why in our own examinations of conscience, sometimes you see like the pamphlets we use and other times, you don't just have 10 lines of the Ten Commandments. You have bullet points underneath. Why? Because the church wants to give you more rules because 10 isn't enough. We want to have 50 and 10 times 10, 100 rules. So no, it's our Lord. I know, Ellie, we don't want more rules. We're good. But as you live out these 10 the way Jesus emphasizes of the heart, you're not going to settle for thou shalt not kill. Well, I haven't killed anybody, so I must be okay, which is what you hear a lot of times in confession. Father, I don't know what to say. I haven't killed anybody, so I must be a good person. Like our Lord's like, no. Not even. And he goes deep into that fifth commandment. He says, actually, whoever gets angry with your brother, raise your hand if you've ever been angry with your brother or sister. And I got 10 of them, or 9 of them. I mean, it was a lost cause. I never had a chance. And our Lord's like, you are liable to the fires of hell. Thank God for confession, because I used it a lot. But it's important, like the heart getting angry, boiling over, simmering with that anger at your brother. That's a big deal. Don't receive communion when you've got this simmering anger on your heart. You can't commune with heaven when you've got that going on. Whoever says to your brother, you idiot, you fool, raka, which must be some Hebrew four-letter word, I don't know. It's terrible. Like, anybody driven in traffic and had a few expletives come out of your mouth? Like, that's not okay, our Lord says, because it's of the heart. And I don't want to get, well, I did want to talk more about this, but the first reading is very connected, actually, because it's saying the Jews, and also ourselves, the Jews meaning those who did of Judea who did not accept Jesus, those who remained more Jewish than Christian and rejected the Christian teaching. St. Paul is commenting on the fact that some people didn't turn to Christ when he came. It's one of the two places where St. Paul elaborates the fact that you have the two faiths, the Christian and the quote-unquote Jewish faith, referring to the Jews who didn't see the light. And you don't understand it unless you know the Old Testament story of Moses veiling his face after seeing God directly on Mount Sinai. His face shone so brightly that it was intimidating, and the people are like, you're alien, like weird, green, fluorescent man. He would cover his face. And so St. Paul takes that image of Moses covering his face with a veil and uses that image to say, even today, when those who have not accepted Jesus, the Jews who have not accepted Jesus, read Moses, look upon Moses, they still look upon him and read his words, but with his veil, like they don't get it. They're missing something. Instead of seeing the fullness of light that Jesus came to bring, Jesus would unveil the Old Testament easily and show the apostles what it meant and what was really being said there in so many ways, the Jews kind of see it with a veil over their eyes, and they can't fully see it for whatever reason. And even St. Paul would go further to say, look, the enemy still today blinds our minds from the way of Jesus Christ. And how hard we still today struggle to live out the teachings of Jesus Christ, the way he interprets God's word for us. He who is God's living word for us. So our Lord would come to give us brightness and clarity, and sometimes, like the Jews, we prefer the veil. And we simply settle for, well, no one understands Scripture, so don't worry about it. Just be a good person, don't kill anybody, and you're good. No. Our Lord gave us a lot, and the light is there for us to take it. And we're not simply called to settle with the rigid, neither ignoring the Old Testament nor the rigidity of external following of the Old Testament. He says, unless your righteousness, your holiness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees and their externals, you cannot enter heaven. So we're called to understand the way Jesus has enlightened or come to enlighten our minds, to understand God's word, to live it to its full. I've come to that they might have life and have it to the full, not settling for the minimal, the externals, but a way that surpasses, a joy that surpasses the old, because the new wine is better. We ask the Blessed Mother to intercede for us to really understand the way her son speaks. It's a little bit sometimes challenging, and our minds are darkened, our hearts are hardened. We want to be patient with ourselves as we come to understand what Jesus is trying to show us, the light he's trying to give us, the way that we read scriptures through the key of Jesus Christ, under his light, in which they make so much more sense. Even as they were good in themselves, there's so much more jam-packed in there as we strive to live it to the full. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.